The Lord bless you, my dear Heart Dwellers family. May He give us all the strength to carry this cross, because I know these crosses are too heavy for some of us. It's got to come from Him. We have to rely on Him to carry these crosses. There's no doubt about it. So several community members are sick and recovering and getting very good care. And we're learning to love each other more. We're learning to sacrifice more for each other. It's a beautiful thing to see. A lot of people don't see it as a blessing, but when it brings brothers and sisters together in greater love, compassion, faithfulness, then it's amazing, an amazing work of grace. And that's what's been going on. Even though it's difficult, it truly is amazing. So I was down and out for 2 days, and several other people were taking turns being sick. So we all get a chance to nurture one another. But the Lord is bringing it through. The Lord is bringing us through this sickness, and He's bringing us closer together in the bonds of love, brotherly love. More caring for one another, more affection for one another. The Lord is the master, creator of souls, and builder of communities. Right now, He's building this community to love one another as He loved us. But it hasn't been easy. So, when I came in to pray the rosary with the community, Blessed Mother began speaking to me immediately. She said, "Oh, my children, do not grow discouraged. My Son will not fail you. Hasn't He always come to your side at your greatest time of need?" Absolutely. For me, He has. "Do not feel abandoned or thrown off. For all of heaven is on your side at your greatest time of need. Do not feel abandoned or thrown off. All your relatives are looking down upon you, praying and cheering you on, for they too have gone through such trials. Rejoice that you have been chosen for this special era in time where you will witness the Lord's return and be a part of the believing body. Encouragement is hard to come by, but if you understand that the great cloud is praying behind you, you would see that you are not alone, and greater are those with you than those against you. Lift up your heads, children of the Most High God, for truly this is a time unprecedented in all of history where you are preparing for the Messiah's great return. Just a little while longer and you will no more be caught in the undertow and the swirling turbulence that has overtaken the face of the earth. Just a little time ahead now and you will feel the burden no more, and great will be those who rejoice in the triumphant return of my Son. Do not allow this darkness to suck you down into this vortex of evil, which now rages around all the inhabitants of the earth, for the darkest hour is just before dawn. Lift up your heads, your redemption indeed draws nigh. You must encourage your brothers and sisters as they too struggle with this vortex of evil that has been unleashed on the earth. Delight in the hope that braces your hearts with truth. All mankind will worship the glory of God, and you will be delivered from the darkness of death that is even at work now, sucking all souls into a pit of hopelessness. But you, my sons and daughters, are now being delivered into the great redemption you have put your hope in, staked your lives in, and fully cooperated with my Son to bring about the glorious redemption of mankind. You may suffer for yet a little while, but your glorious redemption will erase all of the memories of this earth as you are lifted up into heaven by the angels. Have confidence, Claire. Truly, I am polishing this community to shine in my crown. As you know, this process is messy, dirty, and resembles nothing of what it will turn out to be. Even as you worked with stones of high quality to bring out their luster and beauty, even so, this is what is happening with this community. You remember how you had to wear goggles to protect your eyes when you ground away at the impurities? Even so, now I am hiding you from your eyes. Yes, some of you, the dross that has to go in order for the brilliance of this gem to shine. You remember how you had to wear goggles to protect your eyes while you ground away at the impurities. Even so now, I am hiding from your eyes some of the dross that has to go in order for the brilliance of this gem to shine. Oh yes, there are saints in the making here. And do not be daunted by the responsibility of bringing their beauty forth. That is my job. And as long as you are faithful to the little details I give you, you will see their glory shine forth. You are in this moment a motley crew. But when all that motliness is ground away, you will be shocked at the amazing results this very messy process brings forth. Do not allow this daunting process to wear you down, beloved. For I give strength to you through my body and blood. For this work is mine. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. What a comforting message. And what's so beautiful to watch is how the self-giving in the community, how people are sacrificing for one another as this is all taking place. And their concern is more on the other person than themselves. So it's really a beautiful thing to see. And the Lord is doing this with our community and those who are willing to go through the purification. Thank you for your prayers. I really appreciate them. We do need them, for sure. Thank you so much for your prayers. And we continue to pray for you because I know it's not easy out there. At least here we're in more of a cloistered environment. We take care of each other, but out in the world it's dog eat dog. But unfortunately, the only dog that's being eaten is the devil's dog. The Lord is bringing us through this beautifully, and we can really see his hand at work. So the Lord bless you, dear ones. Thank you for your prayers and your support. And be brave. Be brave, because we're going into a difficult time in the world. Don't allow it to knock you out, to knock you off your horse. Just hang in there. Keep praying and keep listening. And share your comments with us, too. We love you so much. Thank you so, so much for caring about us. God bless. Amen.